Hi, this is your girl Annette, and this podcast is 21 and older. This particular one is 21 and older. So I'm talking to some friends, right? And I have a variety of friends. Some are married, some are not married. And we were talking about oral sex. And there were a range of responses from these women that were in relationships. Now, one said that her husband or her partner, we'll say partners, her partner does not like oral sex. He does not want it. Another one said that it's part of their relationship. That's what they do. They do each other. He loves it. She loves it. And it's all good. Another lady said that she is repulsed by giving head and would never do it ever under any circumstances, and dares her partner to ask for head because she does not like it and she finds it inappropriate. Then I'm sure there are a range of other responses to pleasuring your partner. So now I'm single, in case y'all don't know. Hey. But I'm single, so in having this conversation, I have a variety of male friends. So to my friend who said that her husband does not like oral sex, or I told her, he probably does not like how you give him oral sex, and you may not like it or enjoy it, so he does not require you to do that. And to maintain the relationship and the conversation that would have to be had in order to get you to start doing it or to improve what you have done in the past, it's easier if he just leaves it and gets it elsewhere. Yes, he probably gets it elsewhere. No, he doesn't like it at all. Okay. Cool. The one who was like, oh, we good. We good over here. This is what we do. This is what I like to do. I enjoy his face. He enjoy, you know, that is beautiful and expected and should be the case for most partners. Now, the other one who was like, she just does not like it. Because she was so upset and repulsed by the conversation, period, I am certain her partner would never bring it up out of respect for what she is not comfortable doing. I am also in the belief that he is getting that part from somewhere else, which is why that conversation does not have to come up anymore. Now, I could totally be wrong, and if I am, wherever you're hearing this, by all means, please leave a comment, because I am always growing and learning. But in having conversations with my friends, my male friends that are in these relationships, or even my female friends that do or don't, and in relationships that they have been in, when you are with a partner doing what you need to ensure that they are happy, they feel loved, they are engaged, they are all in, trusted, respected, all of those things, sex does play a role. Now, and I do understand that there are people who are monogamous or not monogamous. They do not practice anything sexual. Now, for me, I understand that there are a number of things that are tied to sexuality that does not include intercourse, and that there are levels to what people say when they are practicing abstinence of things that they can do and things that they cannot do. But in this case, for oral sex, I am under the belief that if you are not performing oral sex on your partners, that they are getting it from somewhere else. If you are doing it and you don't like to do it, they are probably getting it from somewhere else. I'm just the messenger. So I'm asking you to let me know if this is a true statement or a false statement. So men who actually listen to my podcast, by all means, please let me know. This is 5 minutes with your girl, Annette. Of course, I sell Pure Romance. Please check out my page, pureromance.com/AnnetteFletcher. Bye.